Do you love games? Well, we sure do. Welcome to the Side Scrollers, your home for all things video games, with your host, the random dude Josh and Freya. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Side Scrollers. I am your host, the random dude, Josh, and with me is the ever so cool and ever so awesome Freya. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great. I've actually relocated recently.
What?
Yes. Oh, I didn't tell you that.
No, you did not.
Yes, I'm back home-ish. Back in my home.
Well, Colorado is definitely benefiting from Freya being back.
Oh, yeah. It is at least 30% cooler now that I'm back in the state.
Oh, I bet. Well, and that fantastic hailstorm you had a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes. Building roofs collapsing. That was actually the first week I was back. So, you know, I brought it with me.
Hey, you know... Excuse me, better you than me. I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I guess let's just jump right into it. As far as news goes, I know one of the big ones coming out of New York, and this was reported on ComicCrusaders.com. Play NYC, it is New York's first dedicated games convention for both creators and players. This will be taking place August 19th and 20th at the concert venue Terminal 5. Sounds pretty cool, just from everything that I've read. Looks like it's going to be somewhat of a smaller convention, and I can say smaller because... I'm used to conventions of 130,000 plus. So 5,000 is definitely one of those conventions where I can go and I don't feel like I'm going to get crammed. So that one should definitely be a lot of fun. So if you live in the New York area or going to be going to New York City around the 19th and 20th of August, go check it out. You can check them out at play-nyc.com. And then if you happen to be in the Salt Lake City area, July 7th and 8th, Salt Lake Gaming Con will be here. I'm actually excited for that one. I went last year. It was really, really cool. I don't know. Did you have a chance to go to Salt Lake Gaming Con?
No, I did not. Because I usually spent all of my money on Fanex and Comic-Con.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I only have so many conventions I can go to.
Yeah. And they did just announce, which I thought was amazing timing, Jess Arnell's coming back to Salt Lake City, which is super awesome, especially after the announcement that Steven Spielberg is bringing back Animaniacs. I know. It really is the best show. And for you listeners out there, if you've ever had the chance to meet Jess Arnell, Rob Paulsen, or Tress, is it McNeil? I think that's how you pronounce her last name, Tress. I do apologize profusely for McNeil. Woo, I'm good. If you ever get the chance to... meet them, they're fantastic. So yeah, that's kind of the big news. I know with Salt Lake Gaming Con, they've got a bunch of big names. Jennifer Hale, who is a big voice actor in the video game world, she's coming, along with Steve Bloom, another big voice actor in the world of gaming. So make sure to check that one out as well. So yeah, that's all the news that I got. What have you got?
Not much. It's actually been kind of slow in the gaming news area.
Yeah. Oh, there was the NES Classic Edition. Yes. So, I know. So, for those of you who haven't heard or you have been on the hunt for the NES Classic Edition, I hope you're sitting down for this because this will probably break your heart a little bit. Nintendo and the producers of the Classic Edition have stopped production. It was reported that this was not to be nothing more than a limited time only. So now, if you want it, you're going to have to go to eBay. You're going to be paying a ridiculous amount for the Classic Edition. Or you can go to your local video game shop. I would go, you know, find those privately owned ones, not necessarily GameStop, but the smaller ones. I know Colorado has GameForce. And go check them out. Support them out if you really want to have that retro feel. That's going to be the best way to do it. So, but yeah.
Along with the system, they actually also discontinued the NES Classic controller that was going to be compatible with the Wii and Wii U. But now that's been discontinued as well. So you don't even get that little extra anymore.
Yeah. It's a sad day.
Disappointing.
Although, I was lucky enough. There's an online, a browser version that allows you to upload ROMs to your OneDrive and play the NES, Super NES, Sega Genesis, Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance on the Xbox One.
So, almost makes me wish I had an Xbox.
Well, now you need to get one. I'm just saying you need to get one.
I will.
But, yeah. So, unfortunate, you know, for those who really wanted that retro feel, I do know that Nintendo obviously has a lot of those classic games on the Wii U that you can purchase. It's totally worth it. Those games are classic. I've spent I don't know how many hours over the last couple of weeks playing Super Mario World. I didn't care.
I actually quite enjoy Super Mario World
2. Yoshi's Island? You love Mario's crying. I know it.
Oh, no. Actually, it got really good. No, didn't allow him to cry.
Fair enough.
It's so impressive to watch my brother play Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He speedruns that thing. He can finish it in like an hour or two.
That's disgusting. But awesome at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, other news, Rockstar Games, this is the developer for popular games such as Grand Theft Auto, came out with the announcement not too long ago about Red Dead Redemption 2, that they were pushing back the release. However, in consolidation of this unfortunate news, I know a lot of people were super, super excited. But keep in mind that when developers make this decision to delay a release, chances are we're going to be the ones to benefit from it. I know Batman Return to Arkham was delayed, and I was pissed. But I'm glad that they delayed it because the game is beautiful. And Rockstar did a great job, released some screenshots of the game. And oh my hell, that game looks amazeballs. I mean, don't get me wrong, the first one was awesome, and I absolutely loved it. But the second one looks to be even bigger and better and just awesome.
Well, with game announcements, and especially with Quick Thought, with games being pushed back, I prefer games being pushed back than being released incomplete.
So we don't have another No Man's Land or whatever that game was, have another flop like that.
Or Mass Effect Andromeda, where everything is obviously not finished.
Mm-hmm.
And they, but on a quick thought with Andromeda, quick tangent, they actually stick with the patches that they released. They fixed a lot of the issues that I had with the game, like the ugly faces. They fixed the makeup so it's not weird. And they got rid of the weird glassy eyes, so the eyes actually follow you. They have life to them. They also fixed the writer's facial expressions so they're not so bizarre and cartoony.
Oh, that's good.
Makes that better. Yeah, so, and also, in the last, I believe, last recording, I mentioned how every time you travel to a planet, you have to watch the video where it zoomed in on the planet, and every single time you didn't have the ability to skip it. With one of the new patches, you can actually skip it now. So you can, which actually makes it a whole lot better. So if you haven't played the game because of all the negativity, they fixed almost all of it. So if that was holding you back, I recommend buying it now, because those patches have fixed a lot of the issues. They even fixed the backwards gun glitch with PB. So they're finally making it a complete game, which they should have just pushed it back, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
You know, EA is kind of infamous for pushing their game
They would never do such a thing. Never. How could you say such a tragic thing about EA Russian games? Battlefield Hardline.
So moving away from that, the whole thing with EA, unfortunately, there was news with the Star Wars Battlefront 2, and I don't know about you, but I've actually enjoyed almost all of the Star Wars games in their own unique little ways. But with this one, you're going to actually be on the Empire side.
I am so excited for this. You have no idea.
I'm more excited is they said that you're going to have actual piloting battles. You can actually fly around up in space battles.
Yeah. I know. Well, and just the fact that they're making a new story based off of, you know, what happens at the end of Return of the Jedi. I love the idea. And I know that they've got their source material for the story, but this is, you know, we always hear the story about what the Rebellion did, what happened after the Death Star was destroyed, but we never truly hear, you know, what happened to the Empire, because we go from seeing the second Death Star explode to the Force Awakens, where now we have the First Order and the Empire is just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, so am I. It's also good to see. I've always been one where I want to see both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be great, seeing the Empire as the good guys and seeing the Rebels as the villains trying to, you know, upend peace and order that is going on, because it seems like ordinary citizens are just doing what they do best
well,
to keep their lives.
The Empire is the good guys. You know this.
Yeah.
The Rebel Alliance, they need to be crushed.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Even Luke wanted to join the Rebels. Or not the Rebels, the Empire.
I know.
The beginning of the movie.
I love that deleted scene. I'm so glad they showed, like, that was released.
Mm-hmm.
It just made A New Hope that much better.
Yeah. It shows that the Empire to the normal human, like, the normal person was not bad.
Yeah.
Per se. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, it's...
So hopefully EA doesn't screw this up.
Well, EA, they pulled back a lot of resources. I know they're stepping away from the Battlefield franchise to focus on Battlefront. And I know EA's reputation with wanting to push out as many games as possible, but I'm glad that they made this decision to focus all that direction on Battlefront. So, oh, good times. So, what games have you been playing that you want to talk about for this episode?
Well, I've been playing a couple indie games lately.
You just said the I word. I know Dodgy and Almega are probably like giggling like little schoolgirls that you said indie.
Why is that? Super excited, like,
it's lady? Well, you know, we talk about indie comics. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, well... I have always loved indie games. I think that sometimes they are the best games, even if they lack in, you know, sometimes just visual effects they lack. But they usually make up a story. And you know me, games, the graphics and effects, that doesn't make a game. What makes a game is the storyline. So the one that I've currently been playing, but it's not completely out yet, is Bendy and the Ink Machine. So this game is currently in development, more or less. You can get the first chapter on Steam for free, and then the second chapter is $6. And they're currently working on the third, and they're still asking for funds to finish the game as well. So you can go onto their website and donate. It's going to be a total of 5 chapters. So this game, the style is just beautiful. So it is in the style of the 1920s cartoons, you know, old Disney and Betty Boop style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. This, the coloration is like a sepia tone. It's black and kind of like a brownish yellow kind of thing, and everything's blocky, and it looks like you're walking around in a cartoon. So it is a, they call it a puzzle horror game. I didn't really think it was scary. I just thought it was more of a thriller. And there is voice acting in it. And essentially, the premise of the game is you are invited back to your old art studio. From your old friend, but you haven't been there in 30 years. So you walk in, and it's falling apart. There's ink dripping from the ceiling, and the things are falling apart, and Andy is the, like, Mickey Mouse-ish character. He pops up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. There's cults, there's monsters, it's beautiful. And there's, like, satanic worship. It's just a beautiful game so far. Like I said, there's only 2 chapters out currently, so it's still the beginning, but it is so much fun. I recommend it highly.
Okay. Is there any plans or anything to bring it to console, or is this going to be a Steam-only kind of game?
So far, it only looks like it is Steam-only at this point in time. I'm not too sure what they might do in the future. But yeah, currently it is only for PC.
Okay. Yeah, the I was just looking up images of the style, and it definitely has that 1920s feel. Kind of got me re-excited again for the game Cuphead. I don't know if you saw that one. So that one. It's a side-scroller game, and I think I mentioned this in a previous episode, but it takes the style of, like, those 40s and 50s-style cartoons. One of the bosses looks like, Bruno, who, when he was, Sinbad the Pirate on Popeye. And so the graphics on this are fluid and clean, and the animation is just gorgeous. Yeah,
I just looked up some pictures, and I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. This is another one of those games. They had an initial release, and then the developers had come out and said, hey, we're going to delay the release. I was heartbroken for a second, and then realized, what a blessing that's going to be. So this is one of those games I'm super, super stoked for that same purpose. But yeah, Bendy and the Ink Machine, I'm gonna have to download that one too. Darn.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. What about you, Josh?
So, a couple of the ones that I've been playing lately, the one I do want to mention, it's a game that's still in development, but I've been able to see, I've been kind of keeping tabs on it lately. It's called Black Salt Corruption. It's a fighting game, funny enough, based off of an indie comic and an upcoming independent film. But the reason why I've been watching this game is Austin St. John, the original Red Power Ranger, is supporting the project. And in fact, one of the characters is actually modeled after him. I was looking at some of the gameplay. And especially with mobile games, the fighting games just, I don't know, sometimes it's a hit, other times not so much. And this is one that I think is honestly going to do well. Just the team that's making it is doing a fantastic job. They're taking their time on it. And it has Austin St. John backing the project. I mean, who isn't going to follow the original Red Ranger? Kind of a no-brainer. Yeah. But the one game that I have been playing is called Speedrunner. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at the trailer for this game, but it is phenomenal. So it's by Tiny Build Games, and it's an indie game I know it's out on Xbox One. It's also on Steam. I'm not sure if PlayStation has the pleasure to have this game on there. I hope for all you PlayStation players out there that you do get this game, because it's awesome. So you're playing as the speedrunner, and you're having to compete against a number of other characters who have different abilities and things like that. And the premise of the game is you have your different maps that you run through, and you got to get that timing right. So if you like those games that you like to, no pun intended, speed run through, this is the game for you. You get certain abilities to stop the other players, and to eliminate them, you have to run faster and get them out of the screen, which is very gratifying when you get them eliminated. But when you get eliminated, it'll piss you off faster than you know what. But the graphics are gorgeous, and even the trailer that they have for it is very well done. I love the use of the cell shading, and just the game itself is fun. It also supports 4-player, both online and local play, which makes it for a great party game. And that's what I was getting to. Friendships may be destroyed because of this game, but that's what makes the game great. We can all admit Mario Kart 64 destroys friendships. GoldenEye destroys friendship.
Only when you play as the short, what was his name?
Odd Job.
Yeah, Yeah,
so good old odd job.
Definitely won me over. I've just watched the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I get to, I can play as the pink unicorn guy. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, and that's where the multiplayer comes in, because you do get to select your characters. So yes, you will get to play as the pink unicorn guy.
Yes,
awesome. So the cool thing, and this was announced just not too long ago, by about a week or so ago, on Xbox Live, that this game will actually be free to download with the Games with Gold promotion. So, for those of you who have the Xbox One, here you go. I'm super stoked for it. For Microsoft to select this for the monthly Games with Gold offer, it's totally worth it. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I totally intend on challenging Al and Dodgy to this game. I may just have to stream it and embarrass both of them. Challenge has been made.
Do it. It'll be amusing for the rest of us.
Oh, very much so.
Any other games that you were looking for?
Oh. So the biggest fighting game, and this is kind of perfect timing, considering at the timing of this recording, we are on the eve of Wonder Woman being released.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
still nervous.
For Rotten Tomatoes to give it a rating of 97 or 98%,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it's Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they hate all superhero movies.
It's true. In fact, I had heard one report that this is the highest rating they've ever given for a superhero movie. So there's hope.
Yeah, there is hope.
Yeah.
But I will keep my my expectations somewhat low.
Keep them low, and then you'll be super impressed after the movie's ended.
Yeah. Well, I already know that the soundtrack's fantastic. So, I'll give it that.
Okay, fair enough. the reason why I mentioned that, my other pick, Injustice 2. This is, did you ever play the first one, Injustice, Gods yeah. Among Us?
Yes, I did.
You loved it?
Yes.
You know, for fighting games, and hats off to NetherRealm Studios, they have really done a good job taking a fighting game, the types of games that really for the longest time were just kind of a one trick pony, and they've added more to it. They've created a story mode. I'm just getting into the story. I haven't got that far into it. I'll be honest, I'm blaming House of Cards season 5. But I'm okay with that. But the graphics, the gameplay, the controls are... It's honestly a lot better than the first game.
Good. I do know that I enjoy the character design.
Yeah, I do like the new take of all the characters.
Well,
yeah.
Really good. Boxing was good.
I like the fact that they brought in Damian Wayne as Robin.
Yes. I love Damian.
I mean, who doesn't love Damian?
Everyone who's listened to the Definitive Crusade knows that Damian is one of my top Robins. He's fantastic.
So, if you could put or create your list of top Robins, would Damian be at the top?
Yes, Dick Grayson is number one, Damien is number two.
Okay. Now, where would you put Jason Todd and Tim Drake? We don't count the other one. We don't even mention her.
All right, well, Tim is going to be third, and Jason Todd is going to be last, because I absolutely hate Jason Todd.
However, if it wasn't for Jason Todd, we would not have had Under the Red Hood.
That's true. But then, again, we also wouldn't have the terrible Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Shh, we don't mention that. That's like we don't mention bat nipples.
Of course we mentioned bat nipples.
It's hilarious. True. Very, very true.
Ugh,
yeah. You and I could have a total, like, separate episode. Maybe we'll do that. Do an episode of the Capes, just trashing Batman. Which is funny, considering you and I both are Batman fanatics. In fact, I think that's how our friendship started, was because of that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. And I'm okay with that.
Still jealous of the Batcave that he has.
Yep. Yeah, we'll save that for another night. But yeah, I love the way that the story's going. You know, obviously I can't talk about the story too much because I'm not that far into it, because House of Cards season 5, Kevin Spacey is rocking it. So, but from what I have played, the multiplayer aspect, and the fights, it is everything I wanted and then some. And, you know, again, hats off to NetherRealm Studios. They have done another phenomenal job with this game. This is one of those, if you're going to have a fighting section in your game collection, this is a must-have. In fact, I would rather have this game over Mortal Kombat. And I love my Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah, I don't have it yet, but I will definitely be picking it up when I get to it on my list of games I need to pick up.
Yeah. But
it's actually near the top. So.
Well, you will not regret it one bit.
No, I know I don't.
Yeah. So, what is your pick? I know, choices.
Let's see. My pick for the I've also, the other games that I've been playing actually quite a bit. So.
Sounds like a rough life.
I know, so many systems, so many games, not a whole lot of time though. But I have been enjoying a different indie game, which it has been out for a while. It came out February of last year. By indie developer by Upstar. I cannot pronounce that. It's called Layers of Fear. So, most people have probably heard of this. It is for PC, PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One. It is a psychological horror video game. I love horror video games, even though I'm terrible at them.
Oh, I've played this one.
Yeah, it is. Once again, I love indie games because of their style, and it's so beautiful. And this is no different. It is about, essentially, an artist who has lost his mind, and you are now using specific bits of people to create your masterpiece. And it just starts with you wandering around this mansion, and you see, throughout the game, you start falling more and more into madness, and things start changing, and if puzzles get ridiculous, so it becomes like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this black, goofy, monster lady thing walking around. It's a beautiful game. There is DLC for it as well, which is also good. It is a mature game, so all of you who have young kids, don't let them play this unless you want to deal with them having nightmares. So, it is, and it also it's like a Victorian era, so I love that era of housing, architecture-wise. It's beautiful. If I had enough money, my house would be very much in the Victorian style. It's just gorgeous. And, of course, once again, because it is dealing with a painter, there's a lot of color, and there are a few artworks that are scattered throughout. So I highly recommend it if you like some psychological horror games. Also, another game I have been playing, actually I've been playing a couple games. I've actually been playing Witcher 3 lately. Have you ever played that before?
I played Witcher 2.
Yeah. And how did you like the second one?
Yeah, it was alright.
Well,
I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one that I was like, oh my gosh, I need to play it.
Yeah. Well, with this game, I kind of played the other one before, and I use the term loosely because I didn't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got distracted with other things.
That's such a first world gamer problem.
Yeah, I know. Well, this one, it's gotten a lot of good reviews. It's got 10 out of 10 from Steam and GameSpot. It's gotten a 9.3 out of 10 from IGN. It's from CD Projekt Red. Graphically, it's very pleasing to the eye. Storyline is good. It would probably be better if I had actually finished the other two games.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Geralt. I like him. I like that type of character. Kind of like sarcastic little bastard to everyone. I love being that. That's why I love being a renegade. Or being evil whenever I can.
You evil? What?
Oh, right. And, actually, the most fun I've had in this game, besides just wandering around and riding my stupid horse, as it is stupid, is, there's this game called Glimpse. It's the card game. It's the most fun I've had with a game within a game. They actually just released the card game, Alpha. I believe it is on the PlayStation 4. I don't know if it's on the Xbox One. But essentially, it is just a card game, so I've been having fun with that. People say, I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10, because I've had some very annoying glitches during the battle. Sometimes he will not roll or dodge, and sometimes he will go into a fight without his sword drawn, so I'm just fist fighting to race.
How does that work?
Anything about it.
I was going to say, how does that work out for you in the end?
I have to run away and hope I don't die. And then I have to save before I go into... So I start saving before I go into every single battle, because I don't know if he's not going to dodge or not going to roll away, or he's going to go into a fist fight mode, and it just drives me nuts. Also, for some reason, I'm on to... I like starting games on not easy difficult, but the normal difficult, just to see how the gameplay is. This one, for some reason, it seems like it's harder than it should be, and I'm not a novice by any means for RPGs or gaming in general. So the fact that I'm kind of having a difficult time with it is kind of, it frustrates me, because I refuse to go into easy mode because I know I shouldn't have to play in easy mode.
Well, you're not going to stoop to that level.
I know. Easy mode.
Who does that? I will admit, I have done that to farm for treasure goblins on Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will drop down, because right now they're in season mode, or season 10. I will drop down to a lower difficulty, do a greater rift at a higher difficulty, and then it kind of offsets it. Is that the most effective way? No. Do I care? No.
I have really good luck in that game. I have so many companions for that game. It's ridiculous. I've run into... I think I've fought Reed like 4 or 5 times at this point without even trying. It's kind of sad. I don't know.
It's never sad.
My friend who's been playing it since it was released only has like one companion and... But anyway, yeah, so Witcher 3, I would just, if anything, I'd give it an 8 out of 10 just because the gameplay is giving me issues and I don't know why. And the storyline kind of just, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Realistic. It is boring. However, news for those of you guys, listeners, who love The Witcher, Netflix is actually going to be making a TV show based off of the book. So you get to watch Geralt and all of his lovely little romances on Netflix now.
And after you watch that, then you can enjoy the new anime based off of Castlevania.
Oh, I did not know about that.
Oh my goodness. Yep, there will be a Castlevania anime.
Ooh, I am excited.
I'm glad I got to surprise you.
Ooh. I'm hoping, I wonder which one are they basing it off of? Was it the first game or all of them?
I'm not sure. It looks like kind of a hodgepodge of all of them, but don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, hopefully, with how Netflix is doing with most of their shows, they're doing really well, especially with the
House of Cards season 5.
Yeah, like yep. Marvel stuff. I have my family hooked on. I currently have my father watching Iron Fist. So.
I still need to watch that. I haven't yet. But then again, I've also been enjoying the fact that I got my wife hooked on playing Diablo 3, and that's become a thing that we do now, and I'm excited that Blizzard's bringing back the Necromancer from Diablo 2.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pushing back his release date, though.
I'm okay with that. So guys, there is hope that you can get your wives hooked on video games. You just gotta pick the right game.
Exactly. And you have to actually know her very well too. And be like, which one would she like?
And with my wife specifically, first person shooters makes her sick. So I'm just like, yeah, nope, Destiny's out the door, Halo, Call of Duty, Battlefield, all of that.
I'm kind of the same way. First-person shooters, they're difficult for me. I prefer anything with storyline. I did enjoy Destiny, though. I do love
it. Are you excited for Destiny 2? Did you watch the reveal trailer?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And I know for all of you people out there that have been busting your butt to get all that loot, you're going to lose it all. I'm sorry. Cade told us all that you lost your loot and you lost his. Well, mostly his. His is the important stuff we lost.
I'm just happy to listen to Nathan's billion in the game.
Right? Well, and the one thing that I'm liking about it, from everything that I have read, you're not going to have to go back to orbit to go to different planets. You'll be able to start raids and stuff like that while you're in the world and not have to go back to orbit. Notice how you don't have to go back to orbit a lot. I've seen more gameplay from other planets and other areas. Yeah. Bungie's doing an amazing job. And I'm sure that in September, when this game drops, you and I will probably do a Destiny 2 special.
I'm
glad that Bungie took their time on it.
Yeah.
And didn't just force it 2 years after.
Life lesson when it comes to games. Don't complain if the game gets pushed back, because they're doing it for a reason, not just to spite the fans.
Right?
So, yeah. And that is also why we don't have that awesome game that would have had Daryl in it, Silent Hills, because somebody just tried to push Kojima, and you do not push him, so he quit, and that game did not get made. I'm so angry.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you make Kojima mad.
Yeah, that mad could just drop anything he wants. But I would have said the same thing if I was him.
Well, look at it this way. If you want to force a game, you're going to get more games such as Batman Dark Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that game was garbage.
Mm-hmm. I think the pretend it doesn't make
sense.
When you said it, it took my mind a second to process that that was actually a game and not a photo.
Yeah. Again, that's why we don't mention that. Yeah. Yeah, that game was horrible. Again, I seriously think we need to do a special episode of this, of the worst games ever made, and I guarantee you that will be on the list.
Oh, I have so many.
But it's not Batman Dark Tomorrow. Well, Batman and Robin was pretty bad too, for the PlayStation 1.
Nothing beats Super Nintendo 64.
Oh. That one was bad. Superman, was it Man of Steel for the original Xbox? That one was corny.
Well, anyway, bad game. Different
size. Yes, we will save that for definitely a different time.
The last game I've actually been revisiting lately was Heavy Rain. This game came out in 2010. So, it's getting close to 20, 10 years old, at least, at this point. It's 7 right now, but in a few years it's going to be 10. It's actually one of my favorite games, mostly because it pretty much is all story. And I'm a completionist, so it kind of drives me mad when I can kill off characters, and there's tons of different endings.
Don't kill off characters.
I love killing off characters when it gives me a different trophy, and I
You're one of those players.
Get every trophy. I am a completionist. I
really can't hold that against you, because I'm an achievement whore, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Every time something pops up, I was fine back in the olden days when you didn't have achievements, and just they had the little secrets, and you had to find the secrets, and I saw a story with Zelda, and the Soul Tolas, and the Heart Pieces. I had to finish them, but once I get everything once, then I don't have to do it again. That's not that simple. But this game, it's beautiful. It is by Sony Computer Entertainment. It was a PlayStation 3 exclusive. Everything is pretty much reaction commands, and they have to sit still at some point. You play as I believe, 4 different characters throughout the game, and you can accidentally kill them off. It's essentially a father, his son gets kidnapped by this serial killer, and the serial killer sends the victim's father's origami, called the origami. And if he doesn't, and it turns out that he's sending them, riddles and whatnot to find where the sun is, so at some point you have to cut off a finger, you crawl through broken glass.
Because that's not dark at all.
It is a very dark game. you also play as a detective, a reporter, and a FBI agent who has a drug addiction. It's a very weird drug. The DLC is also really fun. You play as a reporter, and you go into a taxidermist house. It's all really creepy. And once again, it's one of those games where your decisions really matter.
Yeah.
The whole scheme of things. And if you do one thing one way, then it's the game changes later on. It's fantastic. I love it. Also, it has one of my favorite glitches that you can find on YouTube. It's the Sean glitch. Essentially, in one of them, you hit X near the guy screams his son's name, Sean. And apparently the game glitched out, so they were able to keep hitting X through the entire last 10 minutes of the game, just screaming Sean. It makes me happy every time I watch it. Anyway, so yeah, that was the last game I've actually been playing again recently, and I just finished it again. And I played it as Doug Stutz the Killer. It was the perfect crime achievement.
I'm sure you were super excited to get that achievement.
Yeah.
Not for the fact that you committed the perfect... Yeah, that... Oh, wow, that...
That's dark.
So, yeah, that was dark. That was like Superman 64 dark.
Yeah, well, that's just how I am.
That's okay, that's why we love you.
Wait, everyone loves me.
It's true. It's true.
Do you have any other games or anything else?
No, like I said, it's been Diablo 3, and I'm getting super excited for the Necromancer. If you have not played Diablo 3, just go buy it. Just buy it.
Get the Reaper of Souls version.
Because if you get the Ultimate Evil Edition, which is what they're selling now, it will come with Reaper of Souls. Malathael, he's an asshole. Every time I have to fight him, it's a pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I lucked out, and I had some level, 70 friends, / 400 levels above that.
Oh, the Paragon 400, yeah. My wife is a higher Paragon than me. She's probably pushing 300 by now.
Yeah, I think I'm hitting Paragon level 400 because... After we beat it, they took me on their raids with them, and they're like, just stay back here. And so I was gaining levels while they were destroyed.
What torment were you guys playing on? Torment 10?
Each level, they were playing on the highest difficulty.
So that would have been Torment 10.
Yeah, so every time I leveled up to a certain level, it would let me go up in Torment, so then we would go up. So, yeah. It was, I kind of cheated, quote unquote, or whatnot.
No, because that's the fun thing about the game, is that you can reap the benefits of someone who is overpowered. And it really, really makes it fun, especially if you're, say you're just picking up the game. And you do have that group of friends that you want to play, you know, you're able to enjoy the game for what it is, and you're not, yeah, you're going to just be tickling the bad guys. Don't plan on killing anyone. You'll just tickle them.
Reap the benefits of your friends.
Pretty much. Yep. And you get all the loot, the gold, and yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah.
And I totally just beat this person on Super Mario Run while we've been recording this that I've been working on for like the last like 20 minutes.
How many characters have you unlocked on Super Mario?
Oh, well, let me look. Oh, yay. This poor Sarah person, she lost big time. Which is good because I need more purple mushrooms. I have unlocked, I know I'm still working on getting Luigi, I've got Mario, I've got Princess Peach, I've got Toad, let me look on, let's see here, yeah, Mario, Princess, Toad, Yoshi, green, blue, and purple.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. I'm working on a Toad, and Red Yoshi right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Red Yoshi. Because, anyway, we're going on. Sorry, guys.
Well, you know what? It's. I remember talking crap about the game, how much I didn't like it. I'm going to retract that. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good game to play when you're bored at work, especially for me.
I never get bored at work. Never. I love my job.
Yeah, you're one of the few people who has a job they enjoy.
It's very, very true. So, yeah. But that being said, this has been a fun episode, as always. I mean, every episode's fun. What am I talking about? So, but make sure, for all of you listeners, make sure to stay tuned to the Side Scrollers, both on, you know, Facebook and Twitter. Did you happen to see the what Halo would be like if it was like Dora the Explorer?
No.
Okay, you go to... You're going to need to go to the Facebook page and watch that video. It is amazing.
All right.
It made Halo entertaining. So make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the Side Scrollers, and make sure to follow us on undercovercapes.com. Make sure to, you know, if you have those awesome moments playing your games, record them, post them. You know, tag us on social media. We'd love to see them. That's the nice thing about consoles nowadays. We have the ability to record those awesome moments. So make sure to share them with us, and we'll definitely give you guys a shout-out. So.
Especially your glitches.
Yes. Glitches are amazing. So, but that being said, I am your host, the Random Dude Josh.
And I am Freya.
And we will catch you guys later.
Bye.
This has been a production of Undercover Capes Podcast Network. Make sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter at The Side Scrollers and at undercovercapes.com.